Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're tuned in to The Last Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to The Last Radio Show. I'm John Lynch.
I'm Jen Riley.
And this is a show where we talk about all kinds of stuff. We talk about news, history, pop culture, whatever we feel like. Last week, we talked about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. This week, we're going to talk some more about Michael Jackson.
Lots to talk about there. There's a lot.
We broke Michael up into two parts, not literally, but we talked about his early years with the Jackson 5 last week, and we talked about the 80s when he became the biggest star of the world. Now we're turning the calendar to the 90s. Mm. And the 90s are when things really kind of started to take a turn for Michael Jackson.
Right.
He was still, obviously, going into the decade, was still huge. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as big as he was in the early part of the 80s.
Still putting out good music, though, through the 90s.
Still putting out good music. He put out the Dangerous album. Mm-hmm. And he was still a big thing, but the allegations were starting to creep in. And right. Again, we'll do the disclaimer. We did this last week, too. Never found guilty of anything.
Allegedly.
This is all alleged. And there's definitely a couple of schools of thought on this, which we'll talk about a little bit, because some of the allegations are a little suspect, the people making the allegations. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some of that. But there's definitely a lot of these allegations,
right, so you
can't dismiss it all out of hand by any means. But he put out, in the early 90s, he put out a little song called Black or White.
Loved that video. Isn't that the best video?
That's a great video.
That's the coolest thing ever.
That's a great video. And that video made its debut after an episode of The Simpsons. And we mentioned last week, it was on Fox right after an episode of The Simpsons. Uh-huh. But there was a little bit of controversy with the video because there was an added part that they originally showed when they showed it. Basically, the video is him sitting around Macaulay Culkin's in the video.
Right.
A few other celebrities pop up in it. And I think Macaulay Culkin is like lip syncing Michael's part for part of it. I think he's actually singing it.
Yeah.
But when they showed the video after the episode of The Simpsons, there was kind of like an epilogue part of the video that they eventually cut out.
Really?
Where Michael Jackson starts dancing and beating up a car with a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. That was part of that video?
That was part of that video. That was at the end of
like everyone's the same and we're all together
and then
we're morphing
faces.
And then
there was this weird thing. Yeah, exactly. The morphing faces.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
I remember the beating up of the car, but I didn't remember they were together.
So they faded out with the morphing faces bit, you know, and then all of a sudden you just see him kind of like to, not even part of the song, just like a weird instrumental kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's dancing around doing all his dance moves, numerous times grabbing his crotch.
Right.
And again, this is airing after The Simpsons on primetime TV on Fox, and beating up a car with a baseball bat, just smashing it.
Was there an explanation ever?
No.
I don't I didn't know. Yeah. Was it like some sort of protest against something? Nothing.
Nobody really knows what it was. Okay. And as soon as it was aired, there was backlash.
Right.
And Michael Jackson immediately apologized and cut it from the video.
Okay.
So the video ends, and 99% of the time when you see the video, it just ends with the face morphing bit at the end. So that was kind of the first controversy with Michael Jackson and the Simpsons. Because as you mentioned last week, he appeared on an episode of The Simpsons. Mm. And the plot of the episode is Homer Simpson wears a pink shirt to work one day. The laundry got messed up because Bart put his red baseball cap in the laundry.
Okay.
So all the white clothes were pink. And he had to wear a pink shirt to work. So everybody thought he was crazy because nobody wore a pink shirt at work.
Right.
So they put him in a mental institution.
Okay.
And it kind of is a parody of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Uh-huh.
And his roommate is this guy who says he's Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But the guy in the cartoon is a really big, fat white guy.
Okay.
So clearly not Michael Jackson.
Was it the voice of Michael Jackson?
But Michael Jackson was voicing the character.
Oh, the voice of the big...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Michael Jackson was doing the voice of the character. And so it turns out to be this whole thing like where Homer doesn't know who Michael Jackson is. Okay. And, you know, there's a very funny bit where he's like, oh, did you ever hear a Thriller? And he's like, no. Did you ever hear The Moonwalk? No. Did you ever hear Beat It? No. And he's like, what's that last one? He's like, no, I never heard of that either. So he tells everybody, like, oh, Michael Jackson's coming home with me when he leaves the mental institution. And everybody sees this guy who's clearly not Michael Jackson. And it turns out he was just this guy who just liked. People said people were nicer when he acted like Michael Jackson. Okay. So he wanted to make people feel better. Okay. It's a fun episode. Right, it's a funny episode. You can't watch it anymore.
Why
because it was it's not streaming. The producers of The Simpsons found out that he would show this video to kids when they had them at Neverland, and they felt that he kind of used this, again, these are all allegations, that he kind of used it as bait to get kids to come and be with him.
But if The Simpsons actually pulled it, then where did they get that information? It had to be somewhat credible, right? Or just a rumor.
Just a rumor.
Or maybe just a rumor that they didn't want to be associated with.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
All right,
if you have the DVD, you can watch it. Right. I got the DVD. But it's definitely it's not in syndication anymore. It's not on streaming. Mm. It's kind of a rarity. And again, it was a huge episode. It was like probably one of the highest episode ratings wise of The Simpsons.
Was he ever on The Simpsons as himself?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, in the episode, there's a bit where he sings with Bart, and that's not him singing. They got a Michael Jackson sound-alike singer because he couldn't legally do it he's under contract with a record company, and you know anything that he sings has it would have been a legal issue.
Okay.
Not that he wouldn't do it, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing is years later, they were going to do a sequel episode with Prince, and it would kind of have Prince do it, but Prince like, no.
Yeah, no.
And there was a whole kind of weird relationship between Michael Jackson and Prince.
And Prince, yeah.
You know, we should have touched on this a little bit in the 80s, but, you know, basically after Thriller, the next big huge album was Purple Rain by Prince. And Prince kind of took over as the biggest thing at that point. And there was definitely a rivalry between the two of them.
Right.
And Michael repeatedly tried to work with Prince. He wanted to work with Prince, but Prince did not want anything to do with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, Prince was very picky. He didn't do We Are the World.
Exactly. You know, well, the part of We Are the World was supposed to be the two of them going back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was going to alternate between the two of them at one point, I guess, in the chorus or whatever.
Yeah, he didn't show up. Great documentary, by the way, if you ever get a chance.
Oh,
We Are the World one.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. Yep. But he was supposed to come and he didn't show up.
Yeah.
But and again, that was Michael Jackson wanted him to collaborate with him on a couple of songs or be in music videos.
Yeah.
And he would say he would, but then wouldn't show up. And, you know, a very prickly relationship between the two of them. And, you know, no love lost, I would say.
Way too big personality.
Yeah.
To even be in the same room, honestly.
Basically. Yeah. That would definitely be. It's a little much, basically a little too much. But yeah, we didn't even mention it when we were talking about the 80s stuff, but of course, We Are the World, Michael was a big part of that and, you know, kind of at the center of that and put a lot of that together. So as we're getting into the 90s, again, these rumors are starting to pop up about Michael that, you know, he spends a lot of time with kids and there are these kids that are staying over at Neverland.
Right.
And there's whispers and there's allegations. Then everything kind of comes to a head. Basically around 93, a child does accuse him of sexual assault.
Okay.
And it never went to court. It was settled out of court. There was a payment. We don't know the details of that.
Now, was this the one where the parents allowed their child to go stay with him wasn't that one of the?
There's a bunch of those cases. There's a lot of cases like that. The parents would let their children go and stay with Michael Jackson. Some of them were parents of wealthy people, children of wealthy people.
Okay.
Some of them, there was a few instances where there were kids who were sick and, you know, it was like kind of like a make-a-wish kind of thing almost. But there was numerous cases like that.
Okay.
But this was the first one to really come out in the public. So that was in 93.
Right.
And a year later, now, there was always questions about his sexuality, you know, he might be gay, he might, you know, maybe it's this pedophile stuff, we don't know. A year later, he got married.
Yes.
And he married Lisa Marie Presley.
And he was like, see?
Yep.
See, that.
See? And so Lisa Marie Presley, of course, is the daughter of Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
So this is the king of pop marrying the daughter of the king.
The king, sure.
I mean, this musically, this is
wild.
I don't feel like a big enough deal was made of that at the time. I mean, it's just insane.
I mean, I thought we were going to find out all sorts of things about, like, all of them. I thought we were going to find out about, are they really in love? And and it just kind of, like, went just flat.
Yeah.
Right? What happened there?
They were only married for a couple of years. Yeah. They got divorced in 96.
Like, it seemed like a good idea. Seemed a little bit like a publicity stunt. I don't know.
You know, that was always the speculation.
They said no, and didn't they kiss on television?
They kissed on television. Everybody kind of went, eh.
Yeah.
And this, I think they did an Oprah interview, if I'm not mistaken. I think they did like an hour-long interview with Oprah.
Yes.
She appeared in a couple of his music videos at the time. Right. And it's just, and Lisa Marie, you know, again, and it's interesting and tragic in a way. A lot of these people we're talking about, Lisa Marie, Prince, and they're all gone.
Right.
I mean, and all of them passed away relatively young, speaking. Yeah. But.
And she probably had an upsetting childhood.
You talk about, you know, we talk about Michael's issue with his dad.
Yeah.
Imagine her, you know, she didn't know her dad that long.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, you know, her dad passed away in the mid 70s and she was still pretty little at that point. But. A lot going on. I mean, she was with Nick Cage for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
definitely,
you know, some we might have to do an episode on Lisa Marie.
Sure.
We'll do a Lisa Marie episode at some point.
Yeah.
That'll spin out from this. But then he got married again.
Mm.
Debbie Rowe, who was kind of, she was a cosmetologist,
right?
I think, or something like that. She was a hairdresser or something like that.
I don't even.
And they had a couple of kids, but via surrogate. And there was like a third kid via surrogate. So he has three children.
It's three, right.
Yeah. And one of them is named Prince.
Right.
Which is, you know, we talked about the relationship that they had, but he, I guess, paid somewhat tribute to him.
Sure.
And one was named Blanket.
I was going to say, was that Blanket's real name? Or because he had a blanket over his head at
Yes,
one point.
I think Blanket, I think those are two separate kids.
Yeah.
And then they have a daughter as well, who, you know, who is pretty out there in the public eye now, his daughter,
beautiful.
You know, especially with very beautiful. And, you know, with the movie coming out, she's been around.
Yeah. The movie, they're all conflicted about the movie. I don't know that she supports it.
I'm not sure. I know Janet
board.
Jackson is not a big fan of it.
Okay.
And kind of an interesting fact about the movie, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. Janet Jackson is not in the movie. Like she's not referenced or anything.
Mm.
Which is kind of a big omission because she was a huge and still is a huge star.
Yeah.
Again, it's funny. We talk about like Prince surpassing him. In a lot of ways, Janet surpassed Michael in the late 80s, early 90s because she was huge.
Yeah.
And
she,
absolutely. And she had a lot of hits. Of course, they did do a song together. Remember Scream? The song they did together. It wasn't great, to be honest with you.
I
don't think
it existing.
I think it was just,
I can sing it to you.
It was just kind of basically, you know, like, oh, they're together kind of thing. And after that, they're like, eh, it was fine, you know. But so the first allegation came out in 93. So it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. People gets married. Right?
He gets married, has a couple of kids. Like you said, holds one of the kids over the side of a balcony and everybody kind of freaks out.
Yeah.
His face is still getting weirder and, you know, there's still a lot of cosmetic surgery going on. A little bit of a recluse at this point, not quite as out there as much as he used to be after the allegations came out. He does put out a greatest hits collection called History, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, and that was huge, phenomenally best-selling kind of thing. Remember the cover was this giant statue of Michael Jackson, kind of, it looked like something out of like you'd see in Russia of like Stalin or something like that.
This was in the 90s?
This was in the mid-90s it came out, And History, Past, Present, and Future, and it's the greatest hits. There were some new songs on it, and they basically, he did do some touring at this point and stuff, but kind of sporadically. But he, again, I think as he was a little less out of the public eye, the rumors started spreading even more, you know?
Well, at that point, was he still, like, entertaining, you know, the kids and stuff, like hanging out with others?
Yeah,
he was, apparently.
In 2003, another charge came out, and this one actually went to court.
Okay.
And it was strange. Before we get to 2003, we should. I just want to step back to 2001 because it's kind of, this is a weird little story.
Yeah.
But 2001, of course, 9/11 happens.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was in New York when that happened.
Okay.
And he was with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando.
Oh, my goodness.
the three of them said, you know what, we got to get out of the city. This is crazy. You know, this, you know, we're just going to be in the way kind of thing, you know, because we're right. these big celebrities. They rented a car.
Does this sound like a SNL skit?
It's there was a movie made about this.
All right.
And it's so bizarre. The three of them rented a car mm-hmm. because no planes were flying
yeah.
and drove across the country to California.
There was a movie about this?
There's a movie about this. Yeah, it's a terrible movie from okay. what I so I forget who it was, but a white guy actually plays Michael Jackson because oh. he was so white at that point.
Okay.
And it's people just say it's awful, okay. but apparently this is a true story that Elizabeth wow. Taylor, who again Elizabeth Taylor was another one that
yeah,
Michael
were
Jackson yeah, the, my, and Michael Jackson was fascinated yeah. by her. Marlon Brando the three of them in a car.
By the way, Marlon Brando is a little bit of a weird dude also.
I mean,
great actor for sure.
This might be the three strangest people yes, in the world exactly. in a car together driving across the country while the country's going
over.
Crazy.
Imagine you them getting pulled over.
The movie probably embellishes it, but right. there's like stories like of them going into a diner
yeah.
in Kansas City or something like that.
And people
you know?
Are like, this is definitely Armageddon.
Yeah.
Like, what
yeah.
is happening?
Exactly. You know, the whole world is blowing up and then
all of a sudden
you see, you know, Cleopatra, Marlon Brando, and
the Godfather
and the King of Pop. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
That's wild.
Just very bizarre. And again, there's all these stories like this about right. him. So many things like this. And that one apparently was true. So in 2003, after his cross-country journey with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando, he gets accused again okay. of pedophilia. And this one goes to trial.
Mm-hmm.
The trial was insane.
Hmm.
Now, this was after OJ and everything. So they didn't have cameras in the courtroom.
Okay.
But outside of the courtroom was a circus.
Right.
It was basically, there was tons of people supporting him.
Yeah.
There was tons of people saying, you know, we got to lock this guy up. You right. know, there was all kinds of people. There were probably more people supporting him outside than against him at mm-hmm. this point. But he would work the crowd. He would like get up on top of a car and like wave to them and stuff like that. Mm. And again, he was kind of reclusive at this point. So like, the fans would go out of their
yeah,
mind
for sure.
because there he was. There was one day I distinctly remember that he said he couldn't come to court because he wasn't feeling well. And he apparently tried to pull this several times during uh-huh. the trial. And the judge says, well, if you don't come in, we're going to rule against you.
Okay.
So he came in, and he came in like in medical garb, like
oh,
you know,
yeah.
like you know,
I
like
I didn't remember
and
that.
You know,
yeah.
he's kind of like ushered in, kind of like gingerly, kind
right.
of thing. And it was just so bizarre.
Part of me feels like I can't decide. Obviously, it's all alleged, but was he like? Did he play into it, or is he guilty? Like Harvey Weinstein, like there's somebody who for years got away with something terrible.
Sure. Oh, absolutely,
right?
yeah.
But then when it hit. That was
right.
it. He went to jail. That was it. That
right.
was the last we heard of Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
I mean, for someone that's entrenched in Hollywood like that, like
yeah.
that was a big deal. So that's why I can't figure out Michael Jackson. Like, if it's true.
Yeah, it's...
Then it's the biggest cover-up ever. If it's not true, then it's just
yeah.
mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, like you mentioned Macaulay Culkin in the last episode. You know, he spent a lot of time with Michael Jackson when he
yeah.
was very young.
Right.
Says nothing ever happened. Corey Feldman
yes.
says the same thing. He was very close.
Yeah. Was he there? Yeah,
yeah.
He's still on the Michael.
Yeah. He's still Team Michael.
Yeah.
And he still shows up randomly dressed as Michael Jackson sometimes
yeah.
too. But anyway, that he's again, there's a lot of strange people in this story.
Yeah. The only thing about this that's different from some of the other stories is that they were kids. There was
yes.
no adults.
Yes.
So that makes it
yes.
a little bit stranger because
yes.
like adults eventually, you know, get the courage to, mm-hmm. you know.
And
but.
Michael Jackson never denied that he would have kids over to his
right.
house and have these sleepovers.
Right.
And, you know, it's like big slumber parties. Like you said a couple of times when we've been talking about this, you know, he never grew up and he was kind of
yeah.
redoing his childhood.
And that's
kind
what
of thing.
We all kind of banked on in the beginning. Like,
yeah.
That's, he just likes kids because
yep.
he's one. He's
yeah,
a kid.
Exactly. He's a big right. kid. But, you know, again, that's fine for him. But the kids,
right.
it's a little creepy.
And that's what makes it very confusing because they're all children. I don't think he's ever been accused by an adult of anything.
No, definitely not.
This makes it really
yeah, and it's and again,
swallow.
There are numerous stories, and independent of each other, they all kind of tell the same story.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's definitely some stuff there, definitely.
Yeah.
But again, never found guilty of anything.
Right.
You know, there was, I believe it's a total of six different separate cases have been verified that people have made accusations. Mm. But there were also tons and tons of other kids who didn't now.
Who did not make allegations.
Who did not make allegations. Yeah. So were they paid off? Do they not want to do it? You know,
it's very upsetting. It really is when you think about it because it's like, if it's true, oh my God, how awful.
It's horrible. Right. It's horrible
and
if it's true.
And to have to not be believed is also horrible and horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just wild.
Yeah. And you know, again, and if they're not true, it's horrible because you know, it kind of destroyed him in a lot of ways.
True. Although I do think that it was definitely inappropriate.
It was weird. It was definitely strange.
I don't know if he actually said that he had given them the wine. I don't know if that's a real
there's,
thing.
You know, wine and maybe some roofies in the wine and stuff like that.
That's real.
Yeah. And again, as someone who's a parent and you're a parent, you know, I would never say, like, here's my 10-year-old kid, just go sleep over with this 40-year-old man.
I agree, but back then, maybe it was different, right?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, back then, you saw celebrities, not like you see them now where you see their underbelly.
No, it's true.
Right?
It's true.
You see them as you see the president. I mean, you know, Kennedy, like, you think of all of these people that
No,
were just,
people got away with a lot of stuff.
They were, and so, like, would I have left my kid at, not that Kennedy was anything like this, but I'm saying, would I have trusted him because he was the president and was handsome? And probably. I don't know if I'd leave my kid, all right?
Yeah.
But I could see how somebody might.
It's, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
And again, you
not
know.
Not now,
it's,
sure.
It's like a kid like, oh, do you want to go sleep over with the biggest star in the world at his own personal Disney World?
Right.
I mean, it is. It does sound enticing.
I feel like I would want to go, too.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I think.
I would sleep there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The sleeping thing I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I would not let them sleep.
That's a little much.
But visit, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Go for the afternoon, not the night, you know.
But I'm coming.
Exactly. Exactly. So, again, these allegations, he fought them. Now, he began to run into some financial trouble because, you know, maybe some people ripped him off.
Right.
You know, running your own personal amusement park is a little expensive, you know, and there were lawsuits. There were maybe payouts in these lawsuits.
Right.
So he kind of, and nobody's really sure. Obviously, his estate is worth quite a bit of money.
Mm.
But he basically decided to do a tour again and go out on tour for the first time in a long time. In 2009, he was getting ready to do a tour and he was rehearsing for it. And apparently he was looking for ways out of it. Some people say he didn't really want to do it, and you know he's going through a lot of stress. He didn't know how people were going to react to him anymore.
Right.
And right around this time, while he's getting ready to do the tour, Michael Jackson passed away.
Mm.
He was only 50 years old.
Wow, he was that young.
He was that young. I mean, again, remember he'd been in the spotlight since he was 10.
Yeah.
So 40 years in the industry and passed away at 50. Do you remember when you heard that he died?
Yes. I was in my car.
Okay.
Fair enough. I was like, oh, that stinks.
I know. He died the same day as Farrah Fawcett.
On the actual same day?
They actually died on the same day. I remember hearing about Farrah Fawcett first. And like then nobody talked about Farrah Fawcett, unfortunately. People forgot about her because of Michael Jackson dying.
Yeah.
You know, but it was very, very interesting that two, you know, Farrah Fawcett was a huge celebrity in the 70s, of course, Charlie's Angels and all that. But she kind of got overshadowed by Michael passing away. There was even controversy in death.
Mm-hmm.
There was almost immediately. And speaking about his ex-wife, Lisa Marie, there's some history in her family of this. Almost immediately, there were rumors that he faked his death.
Oh, okay.
That he was, you know, that he didn't want to do this tour, was kind of overwhelmed and, you know, just wanted to get away, you know, sick of the accusations, wanted to take, you know, $1 million and go live on an island someplace.
Pretty sure it's impossible to fake your death.
Especially in these days, especially if you're Michael Jackson. It's kind of tough to blend into a crowd when you're Michael Jackson. But then the other controversy with his death, of course, is his personal physician.
Yes.
Apparently, he was very, very much an insomniac, had a lot of trouble sleeping. And so basically, they would almost put him under anesthesia every night.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, and you know he would get a shot of like if you go under anesthesia, they usually give you a shot to kind of relax you. He would get that every night, and if you do things on a regular basis, like with any other kind of addiction, you know you got to up the dose every time to make it work because
it
doesn't.
You know, dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And it was like a white potion that they injected into him. Mm. So he called it his milk because it looked like milk, essentially. Yeah. And his doctor who gave him, Conrad Murphy, his name was Dr. Conrad Murphy, disbarred. So he's not doctor anymore.
Right.
He was actually found guilty and went to jail because he was neglectful.
Sure.
You know, and basically, you know.
What was the diagnosis? I mean, you can't give anesthesia for sleep disorder.
Exactly, like, exactly. The, you know, basically, but he went to jail for involuntary manslaughter and improperly administering a drug. Mm. So there was some justice, at least with that.
Right.
He had his funeral was televised. It was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It was huge. Gold coffin.
Right.
I mean, there was days of mourning. Mm-hmm. It was, and again, this is after all the allegations, too. He was still big enough and still beloved by some people that, you know, it was still this big event.
But those are still rumors at that point, you know, and I guess forever will be now.
Now, of course, we're at the point where he can't defend himself, but there have been allegations since
relatively recently
in 2019 a documentary came out called Leaving Neverland, which is a really good I mean it's not good because it's really disturbing, but it's a really well done documentary. But that is pretty controversial because obviously his supporters feel like it was very one-sided.
Sure.
And the people who believe the allegations feel like this is the proof that, and again, these were a couple of people who hadn't come before, come forward before.
Were they brothers? Was that the one with brothers?
These were two different people. Okay. And again, they both told this more or less the same story independent of each other.
Oh.
And then at the end of the documentary, the two of them get together and like compare notes. And they're like, so that to me is really the smoking gun in the thing that, you know, so many different people have told very similar stories without knowing it.
And the shame of it all is because they're little kids. That's probably why it's not believed away.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, we did an episode whether or not it's okay to listen to or to enjoy stuff made by people who have been canceled. You know, we talked about Michael and that. You know, people like Kevin Spacey or, you know, people who, you know, can you still enjoy their movies or their music?
What did we arrive at? Because I was thinking Human Nature on the way here. So
I think we went, it's case by case. You can kind of hopefully separate the two.
It's a tough one, though.
It's tough. I mean, if Beat It comes on the radio, I might be bopping my head. Right. I don't know, you know.
Maybe not supporting the, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
And, you know, we mentioned, you know, several times we talked about it, the movie now. I mean, that kind of reignited that. Is this a big rehabilitation? Obviously, the Michael Jackson family has a financial interest
in keeping him
going.
Clean
And so this movie, again, a lot of people paid a lot of money to go see it.
Right.
You know, it did very well. It's doing very well in theaters. Most people have acknowledged like, hey, this is one side of the conversation. Mm. It doesn't, like we ended part one in the 80s. That's where the movie ends too.
Right. So that's just his rise to.
Yeah. It's just, you know. So
is that fair to make a movie that? I guess. I mean, what's the difference, right?
They say there might be a part two. So.
Not put out by the family?
By the family, yeah.
Well, then they'd have to.
Then it would get a little uncomfortable. Yeah. When the Finding Neverland documentary came out, it was funny. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony concert, and Janet Jackson was going into the Hall of Fame that year, and she wouldn't perform because it was being broadcast on HBO, and HBO was behind the documentary,
really?
Finding Neverland. So she said, "No, I'm not going to perform on HBO."
Huh.
So I mean, and you know what? It's her brother. I mean, you know, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You're going to support them.
Yes, but
you know, hopefully, she genuinely believes there was nothing there.
Right, but why isn't she supporting the movie?
I don't know why.
Because I know LaToya's on board.
LaToya's on board, and of course, the amazing thing about the movie, and he's gotten rave reviews, is Michael's nephew.
Yes.
Is playing Michael Jackson.
Yes.
So it's his family.
Amazing.
And he looks a lot like him.
Yeah.
And they say he sings most of the songs on it. They say he sounds great.
Right.
And, you know, he's probably launching a career right now as we speak.
Yeah, and he hasn't done much before this.
No,
right?
So no, it's like, no, but, you know, everybody's saying, like, no, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, he's got some talent, you know, and, you know, so obviously, you know, if he wants to do his own recording career or do more acting, you know, that door is definitely open for him right now.
Yeah.
But
it's wild. It's wild because now Michael Jackson is, like, kind of like on the Elvis where it's done. The story is over, right? And now he's sort of to the kids today.
Right.
It's the kids today. He's a legend, like a legendary figure.
Right.
Now, right.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like a person.
Like, you know, when we were growing up, Elvis and Marilyn Monroe, James Dean.
I mean, do you feel if they're even real? I feel like they
almost feel like cartoons, you know?
Yeah.
There was a baseball player who one time was doing an interview. He said when he was a kid, he didn't think Babe Ruth was a real person.
Right.
He just thought he was this cartoon character who hit home runs, and then he found out he was a real person who hit home runs, you know? I mean, there is that, and definitely, you know, if you were born, you know, especially if you were born, if you're 20 or younger, you know, or mid-20s or younger, you don't remember, you certainly don't remember the glory years, and Michael's been gone for all these years now. It definitely does, he was larger than life in life.
I wonder what they believe. I wonder if they're going to see like this.
My son, who's in his early 20s, saw the movie, liked the movie, thought it was really good.
Right.
You know, he's like on the fence. He's like, I don't know. You know, we mentioned the allegations. And to be fair, some of the people who have made allegations have come out that they may have been kind of grifters. And there was definitely some issues there with some of the people telling the stories. But others, there wasn't.
Right.
So
now, did your son see the Finding Neverland documentary?
No, I don't think he did.
I wonder if that would color it. Like,
I should have him watch that
just
because,
curious.
A checks and balance kind of thing. Yeah. But as someone who grew up with him and as someone who had a crush on him, someone who had the mirror with his face on it, where do you stand right now with Michael Jackson?
I'm going to say that I don't like to not believe children. Obviously, I don't have a front row seat to this, and everything I hear, rather, is from, you know, has been filtered in a thousand times. So I don't know, but I'm inclined to believe kids because they don't have a voice. Like I said, Harvey Weinstein had a bunch of adults come out and that was that. When a bunch of kids come out and say something, I don't want to say that they don't, I cannot not believe them. So I'm going to just put my crush away. I'm going to say he's passed on. So leave it at that. Nothing can be heard again, but I'm going to say, if there's a lot of children that say this, I have to believe the children because I'm a mom. I mean, what the heck? That's where I am now.
Okay.
Talk to me when I was 8 years old. Right. I might
have a different story.
Right. But right now I'm a mom, so I'm on team kids.
Well, I think we're all kind of leaving Neverland at this point. Thank you for listening to The Last Radio Show. If you like the show, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review on your favorite platform. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Last Radio Show. We will talk to you soon.
The Last Radio Show.
The Last Radio Show.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.